week of the Good Shepherd has traditionally been part of the celebration of vocation, that is, vocation within the church. One's calling as a Christian being the most important. It is significant to see this week fall after last week's placement services. Maybe it was planned on the work by the work of our Council of Presidents. More than likely it happened before anyone realized the significance of the 2 weeks. Our text today, combined with the following 8 verses, is used by many traditions as a gospel for the day we honor our pastors and theologians, as a vocation set apart to lead God's people. Rome actually begins this week with the crowning of Mary, as she serves the vocation of Mother of our Lord. Yes, all around Fort Wayne, girls and boys in Catholic schools will dress in their finest clothes to attend masses in honor of Mary. Yes, even in Mary, if you've seen the movie and others, you see vocation of family, vocation of believer. Of course, vocation can get out of hand, and when taken out of context, it can lose its meaning. One of the most important lessons I have to admit I learned here under the hand of Cantor was the value of our hymns. Today's hymn is an incredible witness to the life of a Christian. Just look at the first verse, straight from the psalm. The Lord's my shepherd leading me to pastures newly green. Deep flow the waters of his care, his mercies unforeseen. He loves me so, he leads me to his pastures gently green. What an incredible witness to our vocation as Christian, one who is led by Christ, the Good Shepherd. Can you think of any other hymn verse that so beautifully describes your life as one redeemed by Christ? Think about it as you enter into the pilgrimage of becoming a pastor. You have given up a life that many in the world would envy to a life that few in the world can understand. Vocation and your calling has changed your life. You have been called by baptism, enlightened by the gospel, and fed by the sacrament. You have been cared for by Christ, the shepherd of your soul, the one who calls you out of darkness and death, a death-filled world, into his sheepfold, that is his church, a place where he protects you, feeds you, and cleanses you, and you know his voice. Look at some of the other phrases of this hymn. My hungry soul he fills again with manna from above, his rod and staff protecting me, his love beside me still, his guardian love protecting me, I fear no threat of ill, anointing me his chosen one, he richly blesses me. You will not find any better description of Christian vocation. Life within the church, the body of Christ, is not normal in this world, a world that looks more and more suspiciously at the church as she provides shelter for her own. Hymns as catechism, as teacher of the Christian life. Many of you men are in a different place than you were a week ago. The next chapter of your pilgrimage has been revealed. A congregation has now called you to serve them as their under-shepherd. The vocation shift has been made, and you wait for your future. Doesn't matter how the call happened or who was involved. What is most important is that God has prepared this special place for you. Souls are hungry for your arrival. One thing we always try to tell men coming is start praying for that church before you even enter the seminary, because if God is calling you, there is a place waiting for you. Arizona, Alaska, Florida, Maryland, or Indiana, St. John in the Prairie, St. Mark's in the Woods, fill in the blank, Savior has called you to be their shepherd, the under-shepherd to the great shepherd, Christ, the Savior. This is what you've been praying for many years, crying with your brothers about. Many of you have pondered the meaning of life in the greater church, in the greater vocation. What would God have you do? This parable of salvation uses the symbolism of the shepherd and his flock. Jesus calls himself the door. He brings his flock into the enclosed sheepfold with a central gate, the central gate being Christ. Christ says in the scriptures, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Yes, witnessed in the psalm, we see this. No other way, no one else can do for you what Christ has done. The church is the sheepfold, the place of refuge from Satan and the world, the thief, the devils that while around to try to pull you out. They want to steal and destroy the virtues of the Christian life and lay waste those who follow the devil's heresies. Life more abundantly is the life of God's kingdom, offered us by Christ himself. This life is described in today's psalm. Look at the fifth verse. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. John's gospel speaks of Christ's passion. It is Christ's death and resurrection that you find your call to the church, proclaiming the good news of forgiveness to a lost and broken world, a unique participation in Christ's passion. Today's text ends with the prophecy of Jesus' impending death, through which his people are to be reconciled to God our Father, the Good Shepherd, Christ. And he asks you, his under-shepherds, to look after the sheep, even the point of giving your lives for them. Didn't tell you about that in the recruitment process, did we? Can you see the poster? Are you willing to die for these people? Yep, we forgot to tell you. You haven't even met these people, these sheep, and yet you have given your life to something beyond the ordinary. The world doesn't like the church. The world doesn't like Christ. The world won't like you. But you have been called to be the under-shepherd in this world. Gentlemen, in that calling, you will find your joy. I don't know if you realize it, but you made a very similar commitment to this church, to Christ, in your confirmation. Yep, let's go back to the eighth grade, that you would be faithful unto death. We witnessed it at St. Paul's yesterday. Listen to these words that you speak. Do you hold the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God and confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church drawn from them, as you have learned to know it from the small catechism? Do you desire to be a member of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and of a congregation? Do you intend, and here we go, do you intend faithfully to conform all your life to the divine word, to be faithful in the use of God's word and sacraments, which are his means of grace, and in faith, word, and action, to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even unto death? God gave you new birth of water and of spirit through baptism, and has forgiven you all your sins, holding you to the true faith. And it is because of this baptismal gift that you can pledge your life to the church and the calling, the vocation our Lord has given you. Yes, you have been called from darkness into light. You have been called from the shepherd to be his under-shepherd. You have been called to call others from darkness into the light. Now your congregation waits for your arrival, the under-shepherd. Your vocation of pastor will begin to serve them with light, the light of the gospel. You are in our prayers. You were in our prayers before you arrived, and you will be in our prayers as you leave, as we pray daily for the church in this chapel. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.